This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we dig further in Genesis, the book of beginnings, with Melchizedek. Abram's faith justifies. How shall I know? Affliction, then reward. And helping God's promises come true? Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful
God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise. Let us pray to the Lord. Comfort and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you have given exceedingly great and precious promises to those who trust in you. Grant us so firmly to believe in your Son, Jesus, that our faith may never be found wanting. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from 1 Kings chapter 17. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to feed you." So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel that I may drink." And as she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." And she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. And now I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but first make me a little cake of it and bring it to me, and afterward make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of flour shall not be spent, and the jug of oil shall not be empty until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth." And she went and did as Elijah said. And she and he and her household ate for many days. The jar of flour was not spent, neither did the jug of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. This is the word of the Lord.
According to St. Mark, the 12th chapter. In his teaching, Jesus said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplaces and have the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in 2 small copper coins, which make a penny. He called his disciples to him and said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box, for they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Dear baptized children of God, I'm convinced that nothing brings children more earthly joy than embarrassing their father and their mother in church, especially if they're the pastor's kids. Let's face it, this is a almost universal truth. I recall how one embarrassed father once raced up the center aisle after his twins that had escaped. And they got to the front of the church and one twin went to the left and the other went to the right, and there he was stuck in the middle. But even that is not as embarrassing as the child who has proudly emptied his piggy bank into the brass-plated offering plates, only to drop it on the non-carpeted floor, causing the coins to scatter all over, wildly under all the pews. Perhaps that's one of the pragmatic reasons we don't collect an offering here. Every single eye in the sanctuary turns towards the sound, and everybody knows what happened. Thanks be to God for paper currency. And Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. In the temple, there were 13 treasury boxes, each chest with an opening shaped like a shofar. The design of the treasury box made it impossible for anyone to make change in the offering plate. But each shofar was also made of bronze, so that every coin was heard as it clinked down into the coffers. The more coins that were cast into the treasury box, the more noise would be made. And like your children, this noise absolutely delighted the wealthy, because their offerings made a large amount of noise when it was given. Unlike your children, the wealthy, perhaps including the very teachers of the law that Jesus had just decried in the previous verses, the wealthy delighted in the noise because it garnered attention for them and earned the marvel and praise of men. So what about you? I get it. Today's offering plates, today's economy is a little bit different. Large gifts are more apt to be given electronically, perhaps still even by checks, rather than in large coinage. The attention that you would receive from dropping coins in the plate probably would not earn you the praise of men. And let's face it, few seminary students, few church workers can afford to give extravagant and impressive gifts anyway. The secular world is often able to spend more on fireworks and Christmas displays than the godly are able to return to the Lord. But we possess the same pride as well. We too want to be recognized for our giving. When the toilet overflowed in the bathroom and you mopped it up because you were the one that was working late and you were the only one that was there to find it, you cleaned it up without a second thought. But boy, it'd sure be nice if people knew. When you take Grandma Schmidt to her doctor's appointment and she needs to go and there's no one else to take her, it's nice to be recognized for how helpful you are when you take her. We have the same pride as the disciples, who, when Jesus told the young man to sell all his possessions and follow him, they exclaim, "See, Lord, we have left everything to follow you." How far we are from the humble love for God that this poor widow possessed, this love that gave without thought of self. Her gift was small, a minuscule fraction of one day's wage, but it was all she had. Compared to the gifts of the wealthy, her two coins hardly made any noise as they dropped into the treasury box, just two small clinks. Yet this small cry of faith was heard by God and was commended by him. Truly, I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. But of this commendation, the widow did not know. These words were not spoken to her, and perhaps her cheeks would have blushed if she knew that anyone had seen her meager offering, let alone the incarnate Son of God. Jesus offered the woman no words of encouragement, no promise of return. She walked by faith, and her return was in heaven. Her blessing from the Lord is heard only by the communion of saints. Oh yes, how far we are from this humble love for God. Because when we view the selfless giving of the widow, we must recognize and confess that our own offerings to the Lord, our own works of love, are indeed spoiled with selfish and anxious thoughts and motivations. And that means that we do not love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, nor our neighbor as ourselves. So we must pray, Lord, have mercy upon us. For this miserliness, for our lackluster love of God and of neighbor, for this our Lord Jesus Christ came into the world in the greatest act of charity ever to occur. And he gave all so that we may be saved from our miserly and self-centered love. The cattle on 1,000 hills are his, but he deigned to be laid in the humbleness of their manger. Creation was our Lord's resting place when he rested on the 7th day, yet he chose to be incarnate, to walk among us, and to not have a place to lay his head. Our Lord left his majestic heavenly throne to be enthroned upon Calvary's rugged mount. Even as St. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 8, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. Rich. Through Jesus Christ, through his obedience, death, and resurrection, you have become rich in love toward God, in love towards your fellow man. Rich, so that your abundance may supply for the needs of others, even as their abundance may supply for your need. Yes, dear children of God, through Jesus Christ, your cup overflows with the abundance of God's steadfast love. In this life, you may never receive your accolades for the service that you render, or praise for the offerings that you give to the Lord, or recognition for the alms that you provide for the poor. Nonetheless, your cup overflows with blessings for your body, blessings for eternity, blessings that you see and blessings that remain unseen. For your God continues to look upon you and loves you. Therefore, you are able to joyfully sing and embody in yourselves, take my life, my moments, my days, take my hands, my feet, my voice, my lips, take my silver and my gold, take my intellect, my will, my heart, my love, take myself, and I will be ever only all for thee. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. I believe in God, Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified,
Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the Lord's Church in these latter days, that she may endure the great tribulation and struggles that beset her during the twilight of the age, taking comfort in Christ's promise that the gates of hell will not prevail against his church, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who govern and rule this world, that they would fulfill their God-given office to protect and defend all those under their rule by preventing unjust war, oppression, terrorism, and all manner of violence and anarchy on this earth, and that the Lord would grant them wisdom, patience, and genuine concern and love for the people they govern, so that they would rule with fairness and equity. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are sick, injured, and suffering, that Jesus, the great physician, would give them grace to endure their affliction, and according to his will, bring healing and wholeness. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are burdened by physical, mental, or spiritual trials, that the Lord would, for the sake of his elect, cut short their sufferings and encourage them with his promise that he will not allow them to be tempted beyond what they can bear. Let us pray to the Lord.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. The Lord be with you. And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Amen.
blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh, to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
May this eating and drinking of our Lord's very body and blood guard and keep you steadfast in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.